चीनी मंडी .com पॉडकास्ट।
इंडिया टू कंटिन्यू ग्रोइंग एट फास्टेस्ट पेस कुड बी सेकेंड लार्जेस्ट इकोनॉमी बाई 2030, सेज प्राइम मिनिस्टर। Prime Minister Narendra Modi exuded confidence on Monday that India would continue to be the fastest growing large economy and could be the second largest economy in the world by 2030. Leading agencies such as IMF and World Bank project the same trend to continue in the coming years. In an uncertain global economic environment, India has shown tremendous resilience as an anchor of the world economy, Modi said addressing inaugural address at Petrotech 2019 here. Modi also added that currently India is fastest growing largest economy in the world and it recently became the sixth largest economy in the world. According to a recent report, by 2030, India could be the second largest economy. As per a Standard Chartered report, India is likely to pip the United States to become the world's second largest economy. China will be on the top spot, surpassing US, which will be at the third place. On the roller coaster movement of crude oil and pricing of petroleum, he said, we need to move more responsible towards pricing which balances interests of both producers and consumers. We also need to move towards transparent and flexible market for both gas and oil. Only then we can serve energy needs of humanity in optimal manner. He also said that India has made rapid strides in achieving COP21 targets and are on the way to achieve those. He said, India has the fourth largest refining capacity in the world. This will further grow up to 200 million metric tons by 2030. Our national biofuel policy has enacted last year research on second and third generation biofuel, which is being promoted. 12 second generation biorefineries are being set up in 11 states. Talking about energy policy of India, he said, we have adopted an integrated approach in energy planning. During the last Petrotech conference in 2016, I mentioned four pillars of India's future: energy access, efficiency, sustainability and security. He was of the view that energy justice is also a key objective for him and a top priority for India. Towards this end, we have developed and implemented many policies. The results of these efforts are now evident. Electricity has reached all our rural areas. This year, we aim to achieve 100% electrification of households in India through a targeted program called Saubhagya. As we raise production, we also aim to reduce losses in transmission and distribution. He also mentioned that under Uday scheme, the government is working towards this objective. India's World Bank ease of electricity ranking improved from 111 in 2014 to 29 in 2018. Lauding energy efficiency programs, he said that LED bulbs distributed across the country under Ujala scheme have resulted in annual savings of 17,000 crore rupees or nearly $2.5 billion. He also said access to clean cooking fuel provide major benefits, especially to women and children, from exposure to smoke pollution. LPG connections have been given to over 64 million or 6.4 crore households. Petrotech 2019, the 13th International Oil and Gas Conference and Exhibition, has been organized under the aegis of Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas. The three-day event from 10th February to 12th February will showcase the recent market and investor-friendly developments in India's oil and gas sector. Over 95 energy ministers from the partner countries and 7,000 delegates from around 70 countries are expected to be part of the event.